In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, here it is, the fourth Sunday of Advent. Just a scant half week until Christmas. Advent always seems to me to go so quickly. I never do all the things I had planned to do in those few short weeks. And yet, the last days do seem to go more slowly, as they are ever more pregnant with anticipation. We're waiting, after all. Advent is a time for waiting. We're waiting with our Blessed Mother as she takes that long and difficult ride to Bethlehem. We're waiting with the people of Israel for their long-awaited Messiah. And we're waiting with the people of the earth for the final gift of Christ's justice and mercy when he comes again. Promises have been made by our Creator himself, and we long to see them fulfilled. This season of waiting speaks to a central part of the human experience, because doesn't it seem like we're all always waiting? Young people can't wait until they are adults and can make their own decisions. Working adults can't wait until they can retire. Single people can't wait to find just that right person. Married couples can't wait for children to come. All those things are good things to wait for, to anticipate. But as with everything, we humans corrupt that aspect of our experience, and waiting can become something toxic. The inimitable author Dr. Seuss wrote two pages about this. He described the waiting place for people just waiting. Waiting for a train to go, or a bus to come, or a plane to go, or the mail to come, or the rain to go, or the phone to ring, or the snow to snow, or waiting around for a yes or a no, or waiting for their hair to grow. Everyone is just waiting. Waiting for the fish to bite, or waiting for wind to fly a kite, or waiting around for Friday night, or waiting perhaps for their Uncle Jake, or a pot to boil, or a better break, or a string of pearls, or a pair of pants, or a wig with curls, or another chance. Everyone is just waiting. What we are waiting for here is to be happy. I'll be happy once I'm out of the house. I'll be happy once I have my dream job. I'll be happy if I can get that promotion. I'll be happy if I make just a little more money. I'll be happy if I can find the right person. I'll be happy if I could make a friend. I'll be happy if I could be more healthy. I'll be happy when I can retire. I'll be happy if I can hit that lotto. And when we get one of these things that we thought would make us happy, then we find ourselves right back in the waiting place, because it is never enough. We always want something more. We think we deserve it. We think we need it. So what is the answer? How do we live and find happiness amidst all this waiting, a waiting that seems to never end? How do we find happiness if we are just waiting for our earthly suffering to end? The answer is in Advent itself and in our Catholic understanding of it. Why are we waiting now at Advent? God created us to long for his presence, to be united with him, and we are waiting to be with him. Our hearts are restless till they find rest in thee, said St. Augustine. All those wants we have, all those longings, all those things that we want, that we think will make us happy, those are merely reflections of our fundamental longing to be with God, to be with Christ. But as Catholics, we know that waiting has already been fulfilled. Christ said at the very beginning of his ministry, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand." And he said immediately before his glorious ascension, "And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." This concept of Christ being with us now is described by St. Bernard of Clairvaux as his intermediate coming, which comes between the first and the second coming. He said the intermediate coming is a hidden one. In it, only the elect see the Lord within their own selves, and they are saved. But so often we have the knowledge that Christ, our ultimate desire, is with us now in our hearts and in the Eucharist, and yet we still feel dissatisfied. We are still waiting for other things. We are still suffering in mind and body. Where is the happiness? How do we set ourselves free from the waiting place? It is a challenging task, but we must give ourselves completely to Christ's presence within us. We must follow his advice when he said, "Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself." We must imitate Christ when he said in the garden, "Not my will, but thine be done." When we look upon our wants, when we look upon our sufferings, when we look upon the things we have and the things we don't have, when we are tempted to say, "I'll be happy when," that is when we must realize, "I have already got everything that I really want, which is Christ within me. And he will never leave me. All the rest of it is his will for today. And today, I can accept that will. Because in my humility, I know that he is wiser than me and knows what I need. I live with the theological virtue of hope that all tears will be wiped away. Before today, I know that I am not waiting, that Christ is with me now. His love is in my heart, and that all I have to do is to let it fill me, spilling over in abundance. And the joy of that love is with me now. I am no longer waiting. Your will be done, not mine. I reject my own desires. I am happy to accept your will today, to do your will today. That is a goodness that I embrace with all my soul. Let us leave the waiting place, my brothers and sisters, and no longer worry about tomorrow. Let us embrace what God has given us. And right now, he has given us this time together, this beautiful Mass, and most importantly, himself in the Holy Eucharist. Remember that Christ is with you always, not just at Christmas. And may God grant you his abundant blessings. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.